You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
On the road to hell, you're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. I'm Justin Mock. In today's episode, we throw it back to 2019 interviews with Hadestown original cast members Offer Hines, Kimberly Maribel, and Ahmaud Simmons. These interviews took place with Mo Brady right after Hadestown swept the Tonys, receiving 8 Tony Awards of its 14 nominations, including the Tony for Best Musical. We hope you enjoy.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Offer Hines, and I live in Harlem, New York.
And you play worker number...
2.
Worker number 2. When did your relationship with Hadestown begin?
So I was doing the Donna Summer musical, and my friend Kim was doing a reading of it. And so she was talking about how amazing it was, but I hadn't heard of it before that. And then I got an appointment to go in, so of course I started, you know, researching, and I heard the album, Hadestown album, and I was just obsessed with the music.
I am Ahmaud Simmons, and I currently live in Harlem.
And you're in the ensemble, the chorus of,
yes,
Hadestown.
Are you, the chorus.
Do you have a name? Are you worker number 4?
I'm the infamous worker number 4.
You are
Red Pants is like what I like to say. Okay. First, I heard about Hadestown. They were doing a 2-week dance workshop, staged reading type situation in June. Because they were adding an ensemble to the show, they wanted to work on some of the numbers that they were going to implement the ensemble in, and David Newman, the choreographer, wanted a little bit of time to just sort of see what that might mean. So they hired, I think it was about 7 or 8 of us, to come in for 2 weeks and literally just learn all of the new stuff they wanted to put in before London, workshop some of the dancing so they could see it on its feet and see what they need to change and what they want to work on. That was the first I ever heard of it. And then from there, I was totally hooked.
What did you work on? The entire show? Just the pieces that the chorus are in?
No, it was just the pieces that David wanted to add some things in. So we worked on Living It Up a little bit, the chant material, getting used to the turntable idea and how he wanted to shape that. There's a number called Come Home With Me, where we go into this sort of very cinematic fantasy world using the tables and chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the main things we worked on, you know, sort of creating the, using the metaphor and the images of Aeneas' lyrics come to life through these inanimate objects. So it was really cool, actually, to do that. We did sing through the whole score eventually.
And were they teaching you vocal parts?
Yeah.
Okay. Who from the present Broadway company was part of that workshop?
Kim. Madame Maribel.
Awesome.
Kimberly.
My name is Kimberly Maribel. I am actually born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, but I live in Harlem now.
And you play worker number 1.
Yes, I do. First time I heard about Hadestown was actually about a year ago. A friend of mine is one of the co-producers and was just like, you have to hear this music. I was like, okay. And I sort of pushed it off to the side. But then like a week later, I was called in to audition. They were doing a choreographic workshop type thing before they went to London. So then I did actually listen to the music and was like, this is unreal. And so I got to do the workshop, which was really cool. It was vocals and movement because they were really trying to solidify the purpose of the worker chorus. They had sort of experimented with it in Canada, and I think they wanted to take it the next step farther. So we were the guinea pigs a year ago.
What kind of things did you work on? Do you remember specific songs, specific pieces of movement?
One of them actually is in the show. We worked on Wait For Me, mm-hmm. The first one with the lights and the marching and all of that.
Wait, with the big lights?
With the big lights.
Okay, we saw on the Tony Awards.
Yes, exactly. We didn't have the actual lights, but we were told that that's what they would be. So we were walking around in circles and, you know, showing our lights.
With things hanging from the ceiling?
No.
No, you're just like...
We were pantomiming the whole time.
You were acting.
Yeah, yes, acting, darling.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Who's worker number two? Do you have a name?
I don't. No, it's me, Afra, worker number two.
You are?
Well, I would say for the first number, I feel like I'm me in that circumstance. So I don't have a name and I'm really more observing the story and listening to Andre as if my friend was telling me a story.
And is that the first time you've heard the story?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a story, almost like a loved fairy tale that I've heard multiple times, and I love hearing it every time, and he's such a fantastic storyteller that I get excited to hear it even though I've heard it before.
It's like story time at the library or something.
Like when Orpheus and Eurydice meet, I like lean forward because I already know this is a story about them, but I'm excited to see it told again.
Talk about worker number four.
Worker number four.
Does he have a name?
Red Fan.
Do you have a name? Do you have a name for worker number four?
Nobody knows this, actually. So I'm saying this for the first time, and it's going to sound weird probably saying this. But I call him Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Dwayne,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know what... There was something when I put those pants on and I sort of decided to keep my facial hair. He's a Dwayne. Like there's something sweet but about him. Even in the hard world, this sort of oppressed world, there's some optimism in a Dwayne to me. One of my great uncle's name, who's passed on, his name is Dwayne, and he has a lot of those characteristics. So, yeah.
So tell me about worker number one.
Yeah.
Does she have a name?
Oh. I've always thought of her as me. To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what's great about our show and it being Greek mythology is that we are truly an active Greek chorus. So on the one hand, we're backing people up like a standard like musical theater chorus.
Mm-hmm.
An example of that would be like Come Home With Me with Orpheus when we're sort of singing his backup vocals in the beginning of the song. But then throughout pretty much the whole rest of the show, we get to have an opinion on the action that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of become the conduit for the audience to be on the journey with us.
Right.
Which is exciting. As an actor, it allows me to be my most honest and truthful self.
So you see yourself being, that's Kimberly. You're you.
I'm me, yeah.
And are you when we go down to Hadestown?
I think so.
Are you, your worker is also you in those circumstances?
Yes, I think so. For me it is anyway. I don't know what the other people think. But
so far we've spoken to three people and everyone's had a different opinion, which I love.
Yeah.
There's no right answer.
Well, that's one of the things that I love about Rachel is that she really encourages us to bring our own thoughts to the process. Essentially, that everyone has a seat and a voice at the table. And as long as it makes dramatic sense, then she's like, go for it. Let's just make sure we're all telling the same story here.
That's a great leader.
Yeah. I'd follow her anywhere.
talk about the rehearsal process for Hadestown compared to some of those other seven shows that you've worked on. Was it similar? I mean, I get the feeling that it was sort of more collaborative, but I'd love to hear that from...
It was collaborative. David Newman, the choreographer, is so open and welcoming, and it really felt like a safe space where you could have a suggestion or an idea and not feel weird about throwing it out there, which is not always the case. But on the other hand, they had already done a production of it, so there was definitely a picture already made, but he was really open to suggestions and input and all of that.
Is there a part of the show that you feel like is definitely has your stamp on it?
That's a good question. In Living It Up on Top, there's moments where we got to, like, Ahmad and I have a little like partner section that we were able to put together ourselves, which I love. But like I said, most of it was sort of already formed. So other than those sorts of moments where it's freestyle or like problem solving, where we would say like, you know, this would feel better on this arm rather than this one, or the spacing is weird, that kind of thing, it was pretty much set. But in Act Two, when we're the underground workers, I feel like that's where you see a lot of our personality come out, even though zombies, it's really, there's less set movement, if you will. So I feel like our personalities come through more in our acting.
Are you a worker at the beginning? I guess that's a big question I have. You guys are, you know, you were in the overalls or the coveralls with mm-hmm. the goggles once we get to Hadestown.
Right, right.
Is that a different character than who you play at the beginning?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask.
I'm asking Ahmad Simmons.
But for me, yeah. I am the same.
You're the same person.
Who has been through the process of and the promise of Way Down Hadestown, the number, and sort of seeing the way that ends and seeing Hades descend with his queen and feeling those riches like come off of his jacket. I'm intrigued by that too, in the same way that, you know, Eurydice might be. So to me, I have also been lured down.
So you're talking about the sort of secular nature of the show, right? You guys say time and again, this is a story that gets told over and over again. So in your mind, this is not the first telling of this story.
And not in my interpretation, not in my head.
Well, that's how we talk about ensembles a lot, is that being in an ensemble is sometimes the most creative cast member because you have so little on the page that you have to create so many circumstances for yourself.
Absolutely. And it's so important for this show especially, so that you see five completely different people when you should. Even when we're underground and we're all in the machinery, we are still of individual mm-hmm. mind, you know, at some point, you know, we show that when we start to break out of that, when Orpheus starts to say, you know, is it true? Is it true? When we crack that shell, you have to see a glimpse of who we are. I have to already sort of plot that out.
Right.
You know,
we see that there's a big portion of Act Two where the five workers are over stage left, kind of observing the action. You guys are very much in light.
It's funny. That wasn't like that. I had sort of mentioned that to Rachel because we were working on that whole section, and I was like, we were still in the rehearsal hall, and I was like, you know, I don't want to overstep. And Rachel, what's so beautiful about her is that she welcomes all collaboration. And for me, you know, coming from like a strict dance world, you do the step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was raised in college, you do the step.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I had a creative mind, I choreographed as well, but you know, concert dance is different. And so I'm learning in this, and as I collaborate with people like Justin and Peck and Andy Blankenbuehler, like those kind of people welcome your creative energy in a space. And so I asked Rachel, I said, hey, you know, there's something that I feel like adding this workers' chorus is so beautiful, but I feel like we don't quite make it to the end. There's a gap between seeing us say, you know what, this isn't right, and then us either coming out of hell or not. I was like, there's something there. And it is that chunk that she was like, you know what, you're right. Like, there's something to be explored there. So we do get to stay there. And even if we're sort of still and frozen in times, we're there and you see us a part of the action. You can see through our lenses what's happening as well. So it's funny you mentioned that part, because that's one of the parts that I was like, hey, we need more there. I need more food there.
Which of your previous Broadway experiences does Hadestown feel most like?
It feels a bit like In the Heights to me. Not the show itself, but the fact that it's a new musical that I joined. So I joined In the Heights just for Broadway. So they had already done their off-Broadway. And similar with Hadestown, they've done previous versions. So I joined for Broadway, and it was like the big show of the season where people were really excited about, and there were like intense fans for the show doing a cast album. This is only, I think, the third cast album that I've done. So that's similar as well. And the community that we have in the show, it feels like when there's something that has this much energy around it and attention around it, you sort of really become super close with the cast, and that feels similar to In the Heights.
At this point in your career, you want to have the additional challenge, responsibility, financial incentive, attention of covering. As my like nerdy ensemble loving self, like, you've made it. You are like an ensemble. You are like the pinnacle of what we can do. Does it feel like that to you?
I love being in the ensemble. I feel like the ensemble is really drives the shows. But I just, covering principals is something that I've always wanted to do. I was too scared to say it in the beginning, and I also hadn't trained in that. I didn't grow up watching Broadway. I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and I didn't see a Broadway show until I was in high school. So it wasn't something that I aspired to. So I've always wanted to do it, and I'm finally being vocal about it.
One of the things that Hermes says right at the top of the show is that this is the hardest working chorus in God's almighty world.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Is this one of the hardest ensembles that you've been in? I mean, you've done some hard ensemble work, man.
Yeah. But dancing, yes. What's different about this show to me is I am required to, as an ensemble member, one of five, to be more responsible for more of the piece as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Where like a carousel, the dancing was hard, thank you, Justin, and it was fulfilling and wonderful, but we only come in like big parts of the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like four parts.
Yeah.
And then you have 20 minutes off stage. This, we are on stage really almost the whole time. And so we're responsible for steering more of the piece than I'm used to. And that is so beautiful to me. And it feels like such a stepping stone to the next part of my life and career.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One of the challenges, I would think, of performing this material is that it's very sad and yet told in a very joyous way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm intrigued by some of the first lyrics you sing in the show are, it's a sad song.
Yeah.
But you're singing it with, I don't know, sort of hope and excitement about telling the story. How do you marry those two ideas, the extreme sadness of the show with your excitement to make us hear it?
Yeah, that is the joyful part, is that it is an old song. It is a sad song, but we get to tell it, and we get to tell it again and again in case it might turn out differently. You know, for a metaphor for life, we try things. They're difficult. Sometimes they don't work out at all, but it doesn't mean that we should give up. There's still hope for a better outcome, but we can't have the better outcome if we don't try again.
What is Hadestown meaning to you?
I mean, this is the one where I got to work with Rachel Chavkin. That's pretty badass. She's amazing. She's just, well, it's rare to have a female director, first of all, and she's so unapologetic. It's just amazing to watch her work. Being that we don't see women in that role very often, it's really inspiring and encouraging. So that, definitely working with her, would be one of the main things I remember about Hadestown. But also, Anais, the music. This music is so unique and so beautiful. I would say this is the show where this is my second time covering a principal. I think I'm definitely coming into that more in that I'm not as scared of it the second time around. So I hope that I will look back and think this was a real growing time for me.
The last question I want to ask you is about being in an original company of a new Broadway musical. You know, you were in the original cast of the Cats revival and the Carousel revival. What's been the most special about being the part of a new show?
These creatives, these phenomenal women, the producer, Anais, Rachel, make history. To be invited to collaborate in that process, and to know that a new gem of the Broadway community, and something that I think will make way for a new way of telling stories, like to be a part of the first company of that is huge to me, and was something I'll never forget. I mean, this has been the most spectacular part of my career so far. New work, it's everybody's dream to be in new work, really. So I would say watching them be bold and take a risk and feel the reward of it now is the best. It's the best part of it.
Special thanks to Offer Hines, Kimberly Maribel, and Ahmad Simmons for sharing their stories with us today. The Ensemblist was produced today by Jackson Klein, Mo Brady, and me, Justin Mock. Please rate and review The Ensemblist wherever you listen to your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or BPN.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. Our Patreon members have on-demand access to our archive, including full conversations with our guests and early access to episodes. You can support us for between $5 to $20 a month at patreon.com/theensemblist. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.